Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
One of our own is going from strength to strength. Yasmin Akram, comedian, actress. We spoke to her before. She's played Sherlock's girlfriend with great skill and aplomb. However, she has her finger in many pies. Stand-up, comedy, acting, writing, radio, television, sewing. Sewing, Yasmin? Sewing, really?
Yeah.
Come on, yes. What's going on in
sewing
your life?
Sewing is very cool, right? Sewing is the new going out.
I don't believe that.
I just started doing a course at the end of the year. I was like, I wanted to have a hobby that was just, you know, not anything to do with acting or anything like that.
But yeah.
I saw sewing and thought that this is going to be amazing. So I went to a sewing weekend, me and like, you know, five women who just had babies, and we all just sat around and sewed things. And I felt an incredible sense of achievement.
And what
never
you sew?
Sewed again.
Yeah, yeah. What did you sew?
Cushion covers, iron, and then I made a makeup bag and a tote bag.
I don't know if I can handle the excitement of this interview, Yasmin. I may have to leave the room.
I know. It's off the chain. I mean, you're just going to go, afterwards you're going to be thinking about this. I'm worried about her.
I've been thinking crochet and stitching.
Yeah.
And, this is kind of a New Year thing to do, isn't it? Where you say, or you did it at the end of the year, I want to do something to enrich my life that isn't just work.
Yes, exactly. Yes, you start thinking, and I had that moment at the end of last year. But way before anybody else had the idea when they're doing the New Year's resolution. I was thinking, I need to do something, and I need to learn a skill.
Yeah.
And so, I decided to do that, and I think I must have been talking about it an awful lot because my agent bought me cookery course lessons for Christmas. So I've been going, I need to do some classes and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be like a brand new woman in 2016.
Did you do that? Exactly. It sounds like you're doing a crash course on how to be a 50s housewife. Cooking, sewing.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yes. I'm going to land me a man by the end of this year, Ryan.
What's the story with men? Why come you haven't got a man?
I don't know. I don't know. My mother is, like, she's just at the end of her tether now with this.
What?
I don't know. I'm really, I think maybe I'm mad or something. Someone did describe me as eccentric the other day, and I was like, really? Am I? Oh, okay.
No, hang on.
Maybe
I've met you. You're gorgeous to look at. You're great fun. I'm just trying to figure out what the downside is. Maybe the sewing turns men off or something.
Yeah, maybe. They're going, oh my God, she just wants to be a housewife, and I don't want to take that on at the moment.
What is
so maybe that's it.
What's your mum's take on it? She obviously has she's got a lot of input into this, a lot of opinion on this. So
she always says things like, well, first of all, she goes, oh, come on, you're not that ugly, which I think is a beautiful thing to your daughter.
What an Irish compliment.
And then she says, she does this thing where she just goes, yes, is there no men? And I'm like, Mom, you know, no, there's not. And she then, if I go anywhere, and like I was just saying to Audrey, your researcher, and for New Year's, I spent it with my friend and her husband and their baby.
Oh, God.
And
okay.
When I said that to her, she was just going, that's where you're spending New Year. Where there's no sniff of a man apart from your friend's husband. Like, but you're not go out to a bonfire. I think she's got a very 80s view of courting. It's like meeting a man at the local bonfire. So, yeah.
At the bonfire with a six-pack of Carlsberg bottles. Yeah.
I know, yeah.
That's
like a
work.
Really good catch.
Okay.
It's basically like a homeless man.
That is so funny. Okay. Well, that is a mystery. But you're living in London, aren't you?
I am.
So
yes, I am indeed.
Is it not? There are many men in London.
There's loads, but they're hiding. It would seem.
Oh, okay.
They're keeping away from me.
I hear you.
I don't know.
We'll have to work. Maybe you should come to our single show on the late on the 13th of. We've got an audience full of them. Yeah,
count me in. I'll be there. I'll be like sitting in the front row.
Front row. See, as
with my mother,
celebrity singleton Yasmin Akram joining us live, sewing during the show like something out of the ICA. Could be a good look for you.
Let's try it anyway.
Are you really an Adventure Time fan?
I am such an Adventure Time fan.
Done.
I love it. And I think, again, I don't have any kids, so it's kind of weird that I watch it as much as I do.
No, it's not weird at all. It's great.
I do love it. I'm obsessed with Lumpy Space Princess.
Lumpy Space Princess. Do you like her accents? She's got that sort of, oh my God, thing going on.
Me and my friend Mark, we always ring each other and go, oh my God. And then, or say, or we'll go like, what the lump if anything happens.
Do you know, like, have you seen the episode where Lady Unicorn, what is it? Finn's, Rainy Unicorn, Jake's girlfriend.
Yes.
Lady Rainicorn. She gets a voice box and she speaks like an old man. Have you seen that one? You need to track that down.
I've seen that one. I just saw that the other day.
Did you? It was amazing.
And then,
That's good fun.
And her and Finn become really good friends.
That's it, too much. Yeah. So it's three of them in the relationship. A bit like you on New Year's Eve with your friend and the baby and the husband.
Yes, I know. It was a little bit like that. I had a voice box on as well. And like an old man.
It
was a weird evening.
We were picking apples. Now, listen, things are going really well for you at the moment. I know that you've just finished recording, or not that you just finished, but you have got two sitcoms in the pipeline. Would you tell us about
them? Yes, I will indeed. The first one's coming out, I think, next week. It's called Asylum, which is for BBC Four, which is like a three-part sitcom that they're doing for doing a whole season around Magna Carta, so that's kind of part of it. And it stars Ben Miller, who was in Death in Paradise, and Armstrong and Miller, and Kaven Novak, who does Phone Jacker and Face Jacker, and he was in Four Lines, the Chris Morris movie, and Dustin Demery Burns, who's in Cardinal Burns. So the idea is that Ben's character is called Dan Hearn.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a Julian Assange type character, and he's taking refuge in an embassy for kind of like a made up South American country called El Rico. and then he's very egotistical, and he kind of thinks an awful lot of himself, but Caven's character is called Raphael. He's getting a little bit bored of him and thinks that they could actually spice it up and get a new kind of famous asylum seeker in. So they get a German hacker called Ludo Backslash, who Dustin plays, and they kind of then him and Dan, Ludo and Dan, live under the stairs in this small cupboard, like the kind of an odd couple, really weird kind of thing. Mm. And I play Rosa, who's Raphael's sister, who is. I'm doing a Spanish accent, Ryan.
Okay.
Everyone's excited about that.
I'm thinking Gloria from Modern Family.
But there's a lot of that kind of way of being, a lot of dresses like that.
Oh, good.
And Dan's character has a little bit of a crush on her, but she hates him. So it's been lots of fun. And we did that before Christmas, so it was very... But we were all very cold for a long time.
I can imagine. Where and when are we looking at that then?
Then it's on, I think it's, I'm going to say the 10th of February, or maybe, it's on my Twitter. That's all I say.
We'll find that BBC Four, yeah.
BBC Four, yeah, and it starts anyway the first week of February, and then it's another sitcom which I don't know when that's coming out called Undercover, which is for Dave. It's like one of Dave's first kind of original sitcom commissions, which is about a cop who goes undercover in an Armenian crime family, and I am the girl in the family. Think a little bit like Kim Kardashian. That's the look that we went for.
I can see that.
Yes. I saw some footage the other day and went, oh, so I kind of look like a drag queen. That's going to be interesting.
Now don't. That's why you don't meet a man. Don't put yourself down. That's what you have your mother there for.
Exactly. She can say I look like a drag queen.
You're not allowed to say that about yourself. Are you still working with Aisling B on your radio show?
Yes, we've just finished, actually. We did it the first week of January. So not just finished. It was a while ago. But that's coming out next week as well. So we had great crack doing that. We're starting off with St. Bridget, and we're moving on to such legendary tales as Cú Chulainn and the Hound of Cullen. So we're covering a lot of bases there. We're really educating English people now.
Yeah, good.
Irish legends.
They need it, and no better
woman
for it.
They really do.
Irish Mix and Legends, which is on BBC Radio 4. And then you have a date for Mad Mary. This is like a list of, you're the busiest woman in show business. A date for Mad Mary, which is a film version of a play you wrote.
Yes. So I have nothing to do with it.
Okay.
It was just adapted from a play that I did. I mean, that's being kind of mean, because they have tried to keep me in the loop at all stages. They've showed me tapes of the people that they've cast, and they've sent me drafts. But they wrapped on that. They were filming at the same time I was filming Undercover, so I couldn't get over to kind of visit and stuff. But it's really exciting, because it's made by Element, who did, great. They did so many amazing things, and Darren Thornton is the director, and he wrote it with his brother Colin Thornton, who they've been like my best friends since I was about 14.
Right,
so that's why I've been get hands off, because I was going, oh, the lads have got it, they're fine. So yeah, so I'm really excited about it. Yeah, I think it's going to be wonderful.
That is exciting. So you're, so on it goes. Now, asking you about Sherlock is like trying to talk to Donald Gleeson about Star Wars. That's a total waste of time. Yeah. That's all. So you may or may not return. I'm not even going to bother with that, other than to say you're fab in it. Okay. I've told you that before.
So thank you.
We don't need to go on about that. So are you in between jobs, in that classic acting sense? So you're sitting at home eating pizza, watching Adventure Time, or are you out and about? What are you doing?
Well, that's the thing, because I was working from when I started doing undercover. I've worked solidly now until last week. I just finished on something. So I want to go on holiday. So I'm planning to go on holiday after I do 24-hour plays in the Abbey, which I'm doing on Sunday night.
Oh, let's talk about that most importantly. Yes, that's why you're on the programme. Tell us about 24 Abbey plays, Iris.
Well, Ryan, it's taking place over 24 hours. And,
thank you very much.
And they're going to do some plays.
Yes.
There we go.
Are you going to be acting in them?
I'm going to be acting in them, and they've got some really amazing people. They've got Sarah Green, who was nominated for a Tony and is amazing and brilliant. They've got Simone Kirby, who's just in Jimmy's Hall and Peaky Blinders, and Keith Duffy, who I'm so excited about. I've never met him before, but I'm really excited about being Keith Duffy.
I really hope
I'm in his play.
Yeah, that's great.
So we're just kind of getting together, and we just do the whole plays, like from meeting each other to, you know, then the writers going right through the night, and then we start at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, and then by the end of it, by 7 o'clock, we've got the audience in, and we're going to be doing plays, and it's all going to be very scary and but fun. I think.
See to your pants stuff. Yeah, that'll be exciting. That'll be great. And that's that bit done. So, mother problems. I think we've gone through the gamut there. Yasmin, it's been so nice to talk to you again.
You too, Ryan. Hopefully, I'll talk to you soon again.
Yeah, you should have come in though. It's a waste of time talking on the phone. But I know you're away.
I know.
But we'll do it next time.
I'm in London, Ryan.
Yeah,
right now. I'm standing in my sitting room.
No use to me. Back to Finn and Jake, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
Bye,
Ryan.
Yasmin.
Bye.
That's the great Yasmin Akram. And as she said herself, you can follow her on Twitter for details of where she is, what she's doing, where she's going, and why she's going there.